Sarah's kidnap, rape and murder was one of the most dreadful events in the 190-year history of the Metropolitan Police Service. This hearing has revealed the full brutality of this man's crimes against Sarah. I am absolutely horrified that this man used his position of trust to deceive and coerce Sarah. And I know you all are too. His actions were a gross betrayal of everything policing stands for. What he did was unthinkable and appalling. He showed himself to be the coward he is through his lies and seeking to minimize his true responsibility for his crimes. Police officers are here to protect people, to be trustworthy, courageous, and compassionate. His every action is the exact opposite of that. As the judge said, he has eroded the confidence that the public are entitled to have in the police. It is critical that every subject in this country can trust police officers when they encounter them. And the judge went on to say he has very considerably added to the sense of insecurity that many have living in our cities, perhaps particularly women. I have followed this investigation very closely. I have been in court yesterday and today. I am absolutely sickened. Overwhelmingly, my thoughts are with Sarah, with her family and her friends, her loved ones. He will now spend the rest of his life in prison. I hope that will give them some slight comfort. This man has brought shame on the Met. Speaking frankly, as an organization, we have been rocked. I do want to thank everyone involved in bringing him to justice and doing so swiftly. Sarah's courageous and dignified family and friends, the prosecution team, and all those who supported the investigation and prosecution. The judge recognized and commended the work of our investigators. I echo those thoughts. I saw for myself firsthand their extraordinary determination and professionalism. This is the Metropolitan Police Service I know. It's capable and caring. It's full of people who are good and who work all their lives to protect others. I absolutely know that there are those who feel their trust in us is shaken. I recognize that for some people, a precious bond of trust has been damaged. Our dedication to you, our public, remains undiminished. As Commissioner, I will do everything in my power to ensure we learn any lessons. I know that what happened to Sarah, and indeed what has happened to other women in London and beyond in recent times, has raised important questions about women's safety. Here in the Met, I commit to keep working with others to improve women's safety and reduce the fear of violence. There are no words that can fully express the fury and overwhelming sadness that we all feel about what happened to Sarah. I am so sorry.